you were going to tell me about someone else doing something, what would you say? If it was a man, what would you say? That he, you were going to tell me that he did something, how would you say he did it? How would you say it? That he did it or did it or what?
Well,
just say he did it.
He did it. He did.
He did it. Right. I don't know what that is. Some of these are easy to follow. Here's the easy one now. Here, when he gives an expression, it just leaves me a blank. Mm-hmm. We're working out fine, but there's some more things here I'm not understanding. But maybe I'll do all right.
Maybe I'll
know. No, I don't understand it either. Some of these are circled. I can read back there and see that's not for the, that's just for the shorter, shorter interviews. So anyhow, whoever's listening to this, I guess they'll know that we're trying.
Hope so.
Okay, you might say you live in a frame. What's this?
Building.
And yeah, what else? You live in it. It's a
house.
House. Are there other kinds around here?
Brick.
There are a lot of
brick houses.
And the big building behind the house where hay is stored and cattle are kept is a house
it's
called
a barn.
Barn. And
it's gone now.
Yeah, you used to have one here. I remember it very vividly. The building you store corn in is what?
Crib.
You put the word corn in front of it first or just say crib?
Corn crib.
You'd say corn crib or just crib?
Corn crib.
Corn crib. What do you call a building or part of a building where you store grain? If you put the grain, in other words, corn crib, it has the corn on the cob, but suppose it's shell or some kind of grain, what, you know what that's called?
You would have garner. What is it called?
Close to it. You store grain in it, what would you call it? Starts off that word, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Call it granary?
Granary, I guess.
Would you call it granary?
Yeah.
Been a while since y'all had a granary. In fact, what did Walter, y'all had a big farm, did you, right here?
Yeah, not here. Before we moved here, we farmed.
But after you moved here, did you cultivate anything else?
No, we used to run a meat market.
That's right, I remember here.
Yeah.
He used to got a bunch of meat.
As long as we was able to
peddle it.
Yeah.
The upper part of the barn, you know what that's called, fairly?
Loft.
You're right. Are there other places where you might store hay in the barn besides the hayloft?
Well, you could put it in a stable.
All right, and in higher parts of it, what else would it be called in the higher part?
Besides
the loft, is there anything else up there that you put it in?
We never did have it
more than a loft. A mow. You never did use that word, did you? Up in Canada they do. My wife's folks live on a dairy farm. She grew up on a dairy farm. If too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept outside?
Bales.
All right. What's the shape of the pile? Bales. But if you put a lot of it together and big, what do you pile it up in a what?
A haystack.
Haystack, I'll be sure to mark that too in a minute. This is the second side. In case a person's listening to this and wondering how far we're along, this is the second side of the first tape. Visiting with Mrs. Nallen here in Collingwood, Tennessee. Mrs. Paralee Nallen. She'll be 85 next March. March 12th? March the 12th. Okay, we got to the granary and the haystack and on page 14 in our interview book. Four poles and a sliding room. What do you call that hay rack, hay barrack, or